This is a really fun, exciting lesson for me, Dawn, because I have a question for you. Do you remember what's the very first Hebrew word you learned that got you hooked?
Oh, my, that's a hard one.
I know. Do you have one? Because it was so long ago. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I honestly don't remember. It might have been Shalom,
Okay.
but it might have been Elohim,
Yes.
or it might have been the divine name, Jehovah.
Okay. Right. That's
Yeah,
about right,
yeah,
though, because
yeah.
Elohim was mine.
Yes.
For sure. And I
Okay.
remember when my first Hebrew teacher taught me what Elohim meant, my jaw dropped because my whole life I thought Elohim was God's first name, like Jim, Steve, or Don. You
Okay.
know, I really thought that was his first name. So when she taught us the meaning of Elohim, I was floored and I was hooked. That's when I thought I have got to learn Hebrew. So we are going to talk to you today about this divine name title, Elohim, and we are so excited to dive into this word. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall with my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry, and he is here today to talk to us specifically to talk about this incredible title. So grab your scriptures and something to mark them with. And let's just go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God, circle God, and then pause this video and take a minute to go through all of chapter 1 and circle or highlight every time you see the word God. Now, Don, tell us why the word God is so important and what it means in Hebrew.
Okay, let's
Here we
discuss
go.
this. Yeah, here we go.
This is why we love
So
you.
this is what you're talking about just a second ago. So I took the first 11 verses, and everywhere it says God in the Hebrew, it's Elohim. So I put it in brackets, but you can
Look at
just
it.
see how common it is. So let's investigate what Elohim means.
Okay.
These are all terms, three Hebrew-related terms. Eloah, it's a noun, it's masculine singular noun, and it means God or gods, and it occurs about 58 times. So this one. El is also a noun, masculine singular. It occurs 236. And then Elohim is masculine plural, and it occurs about 2,600 times.
Wow.
And so I have my Hebrew Bible with me. It's my friend. It's getting worn. I had to tape the edges. But as you move through the Hebrew Bible, you'll find Elohim is very, very common. So let's see what this means. First, let me tell people that there are three correct pronunciations, lest they think that we're mispronouncing it.
Okay.
So there's one is Elohim, another one is Elohim,
Okay.
Elohim, and another one is Elohim. So I hope you saw the difference. And you can see, read the lexicons. What does it mean? So the lexicons say it means strength or power. We've got two quotes by the prophet Joseph Smith where he talks about Elohim.
Paul says there are gods many and lords many, and that makes a plurality of gods. I have a witness of the Holy Ghost and a testimony that Paul had no allusions to the heathen gods in this text. I will show from the Hebrew Bible that I am correct, and the first word shows a plurality of gods. Elohim is from the word Eloi, God in the singular number, and by adding the word him, it renders it gods. It read first in the beginning, the head of the gods brought forth the gods, or as others have translated it, the head of the gods called the gods together.
He also taught this. The head one of the gods said, "Let us make a man in our own image." In the very beginning, the Bible shows there is a plurality of gods beyond the power of refutation. It is a great subject I am dwelling on. The word Elohim ought to be in the plural all the way through. Gods, the heads of the gods appointed one God for us. And when you take that view of the subject, it sets one free to see all the beauty, holiness, and perfection of the gods. So this is what it looks like in Hebrew. You read it from right to left. We could tell you what the vowels are and so on. But there are four designations, and we're going to look at the four designations
Okay.
now. So this is number one.
The word Elohim is a masculine plural noun meaning gods, sometimes referring to heathen gods. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. If thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee.
So these are examples just to give evidence to everyone.
Yes.
And in biblical Hebrew, the suffix "iam" generally indicates a masculine plural. And I've given some examples here. Elohim, cherubim, that's plural. And notice right here, you can see them in Hebrew, the endings, they all look the same. Now, Elohim is the name title of God the Father. Here's the evidence. So the Father and the Son, a doctrinal exposition by the first prince in the 12. It's published in the Improvement Era. God the Eternal Father, whom we designate by the exalted name title, Elohim, is the literal parent of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and of the spirits of the human race. As understood and used in the restored church of Jesus Christ, it's the name title of God, the Eternal Father, whose firstborn son in the spirit is Jehovah. So that's number two. Okay. Number one, heathen gods, plural. Number two, name title of God, the Father. Now, people might say, why use a plural for the name title Elohim?
It denotes a plural intensive. So the name Elohim is a Hebrew plural noun, but it connotes the plurality of excellence or intensity rather than distinctively of number. It is expressive of supreme or absolute exaltation and power. And I like this because I was giving a presentation one time to a group of people talking about Elohim, and they were not of our faith. And I was explaining what the word Elohim meant, and this man who was of a different religious faith raised his hand and he said, Elohim actually means this. And he said, it just means intensity of power. And I love that because I said, you're right. That is exactly what it could also mean.
Number three, Jehovah is also called Elohim. In 1 Kings, it says, if the Lord is God, follow him. But in the Hebrew, it's if Jehovah is Elohim. And look at the second example. And Elohim spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am Jehovah. See?
He is God.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's called that too.
Now, Elohim refers to a goddess. Tell us about this.
I've checked it out with the lexicons. Okay. I follow those. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess. We're going to talk about her down the road.
Yes, we are.
We talked about Elijah.
Good.
We're going to discuss who she is and why she was important to the Israelites. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and so on. In a second verse, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess. And in the Hebrew, it's Elohim and Elohim. But we know she's a female goddess, so the translations say goddess, which is correct.
Okay.
So that's number four.
Okay, then we have significant designations with the name title Elohim. I mean, look at all of these.
I really like 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, the God of my rock, Elohim of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. So see, here's the connection with Jehovah Jesus Christ. Thou savest me from violence. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't know about. Some nouns in Hebrew have El built right into them. I'm going to give you examples. These are El names. They're compound names, Eldad, Eliakim, Elimelech, and they all mean something. Look at Elijah. We've probably seen Elijah a lot, didn't stop to think that El in Elijah means God.
Right.
And sometimes El appears at the end of names, Gabriel, Emmanuel, Joel. When I teach this to my Hebrew students, they just, lights go off. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I show them in Hebrew some of these words like Israel and let God prevail. They all mean something. Mm-hmm. And my students are just astounded and they just love to see it in Hebrew. So the Israelites sometimes gave their children compound names. The scholars call these theophoric, meaning bearing the name of God. Think also of theology and theologian, theo. There are about 450 of these names. Some are Lord and some are God in the Bible. We're not sure, but it suggests that the parents wanted them to grow up to be like him, capital H-I-M.
No, I think that's beautiful when you consider naming children and coming up with names and how much effort goes into that. There's so much beauty in the idea of adding L at the end or beginning of that. Like, I don't know, I was just thinking of your name, like Donnell.
Yeah.
We would call you that.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know if it really works for Tammy, but.
Now, they all have meanings. For example, Daniel, God is my judge. Gabriel, Emmanuel, and so on. They all have meanings. And we know what most of them mean.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, the ancient Israelites who knew Hebrew, this would have connected with them more than it connects with us. So Raphael, God has healed. Yeah. So if they saw Raphael, a young man or a boy, and they, I don't know if they thought Raphael or if they thought, God has healed. What a noble name.
Yeah. It's fun to look for that this year as you're studying the Old Testament. Look for the L's, look for the names that are in there or that, that include God in their title. So I think that's so beautiful. Dawn, one of the things that I love in the scriptures, and this is what my teacher taught me, is in the book of Psalms. And it's in Psalms chapter 8. And verse 5 talks about the Savior. And it says, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor." But in Hebrew, the word angels isn't angels, it's Elohim.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so now,
I'm aware of this.
Yeah, so this verse now reads, "And thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim and hast crowned him with glory and honor."
Yeah.
And that for me, when I learned that, I thought, oh, how cool would it have been to have God's right there?
It opens it up.
It opens it up so wide. So that is the beauty of Hebrew and studying the scriptures and then studying Elohim. The other thing I love about it is that there's room for all of us with Elohim, that it falls right in line with the young woman general theme, that I am daughter of heavenly parents.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Beauty in that title that forever I just thought was God's first name, but now we've expanded it to be heavenly parents and gods, plural, from our prophet Joseph Smith. So thank you for preparing this lesson. And you're going to want to look for this as you study this throughout this year, is to look for the L's and look for the Elohims, look for the gods as you're studying the Old Testament. So thank you, Dawn. Great discussion on this. Have a fun week studying this and share everything that you know. Shalom and goodbye.